Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll happen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, over 2,800 yearling heifers, and almost 22,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Today's cattle futures were higher on both live cattle and feeder cattle. The December live's up 45 at 110.65. February's up 30 at 113.22. April's up 42 at 116.85. Feeder cattle were up 60 in January at 141.95. March's up 67 at 140.92. April's up 80. Now, still up 70 to 80 cents. At one point, they were up about $2. So they did sell off some, but did finish higher on the day. This time of year, everybody's looking at the spring, you know, the March, April, May feeder cattle. And those did make new highs for this move today. So that kind of opens the door for the possibility of some higher levels. This is the highest they have been since the end of August, or about August 21st or so. On the March feeder. So new highs for this move, and they've been rallying from about 124 back on October 20th to about 142 was today's high. So 18 or so dollars from the low to the high since October 20th. So it's a pretty big rally there on the March feeder cattle. And then on the February live cattle, the technicals on those are a little bit less promising. They've been trading sideways almost the whole month of November, and the most recent highs back in September were about 116.62, and they're 113.22.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, the grain futures kind of fell on harder times today. We were lower across the board. Kansas City wheat was down about 8 cents, which put July at 5.48. Today's high was 560, so disappointing there. Chicago wheat was about the same, 7 to 7.5 lower. The corn futures got weaker all day long, closed down 5 cents, which put December at 414. And then the soybean market was 6 to 6.5 cents lower, which put January at 1163. 37 cents off the high just a few days ago. When in back-to-back days, they tried $12 and failed. So that was a little bit disappointing. They've added some rainfall down in South America, and that's pressuring the corn and beans. There's also talk that Australia is going to have a really large wheat crop. Some people are saying it's going to be a record wheat crop down there if they just get average rains. So that's a lot of acres going in. It looks like a lot of wheat being produced. And that's I guess, the main driver here on what's hurting thing is rainfall. That rain makes grain. Now, the cotton today, March cotton was up about 4 at 72.19, and then the stock market went and touched the new all-time highs, over 30,000 in the Dow Jones, which puts the December Dow at 29,858. Currently, crude oil is down about 75 cents at 44.75.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.